The context of the gospel today, the big picture, Jesus is doing spectacular things, and his reputation is getting out. And because of it, massive crowds of people are gathering. So much so that he has to preach from the boat so as not to be crushed by the crowd, so as not to be manhandled by the crowd. A very simple question came up in my heart as I was preparing to talk about this tonight. Why do we come to Jesus? See the crowds coming, many reasons, unclean spirits, diseases, curiosity. Why do we draw near to Jesus? What do we expect him to do for us? Because, my brothers and sisters, all of these people that are drawing near to Jesus, not all of them will come to believe that he is Lord and Christ. Not all of them will come to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Not all of them will come seeking the forgiveness of sin and a new life in him through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we have to be very honest about our own drawing near to Jesus. Why do we come? My brothers and sisters, we have this opportunity in this answering this question to speak very fundamentally about what Jesus came to do. He came to destroy death and to bring life and light through the gospel. It's funny, from 2 Timothy, it's right there in the Alleluia verse. He came to destroy death and to bring life to light through the gospel. In these last 2 days, we had St. Sebastian, martyr, St. Fabian, martyr, today, St. Agnes, martyr. Tomorrow, on the normal calendar throughout the world, it's St. Vincent, the deacon, martyr. Martyrs, martyrs, martyrs. Why do we draw near to Jesus? So that we don't suffer? So that everybody likes us? We are to draw near to Jesus for the reasons he came. For the forgiveness of sin. And a new life in him through the reconciliation of ourselves with his heavenly Father. And living out our life inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I say that word inspired with all of the depth of his meaning, not like I have an idea and so I'm inspired. No, like to be inspired, the root of that word, that the Spirit of God would dwell within us, that everything that I am would be animated and inspired by the gift of the Holy Spirit and a new way of living. Every time Jesus promises this, he also says, and persecutions to come. Or, and if you want to be my disciple, all of these things, but then you have to pick up your cross and follow after me. If we come to Jesus imagining that we're going to give away our cross, we are wrong. If we come to Jesus and imagine that we are not going to be persecuted for the truth, the witness of the martyrs this day proves that we are wrong. But being set free from sin and death, being set free from that which shackles us and enslaves us, so that we are redeemed unto a new way of life. Yes, we can come expecting this from Jesus. It's a simple question. But I think at times we are not honest with ourselves about why we draw near to him. And if we are not honest, we will end up disappointed and angry. Receive from Jesus, my brothers and sisters, what he came to give, first and foremost. Amen.